There's a teacher strike about to begin in Los Angeles, it sounds as though. And I don't know that Glenn Sachs would agree with me, but I think the teachers are finding themselves in much the same position that Donald Trump finds himself in with Congress right now. Mr. Sachs, welcome back to the program.
Nice to be here.
Glenn is an inner-city L.A. public high school teacher and a union representative. So why are the teachers going on strike?
Well, you know, it's funny. People ask us that. And, you know, is it that much to expect the district to obey their own contract, the contract they signed? For 10 years in a row, they have violated contract when it comes to class sizes. We have class sizes of 40, 45, 50. We have one class at our school, an AP U.S. government class, got 52 kids in it. Okay, all of that is in violation of the contract. We've been negotiating with the district for 21 months, trying to get them to obey their own contract, trying to get them to obey the class sizes in their own contract. That's mostly what this is about, to have nurses in the schools, to have librarians in the schools, to bring the student-to-counselor ratio down to 500 to 1. It's supposed to be 250 to 1. Bring it down to 500 to 1. Mm-hmm. We're doing this for our kids. As far as money right now, we're not all that far away from the district on money. This strike is not about money for us. It's about money for our kids.
All right. So, well, it's also about money to hire more teachers, because I take it that you probably know the number. How many more teachers would they have to hire to bring the class sizes within the contract limits?
They could bring it down within the limits. They could bring it down to 2008 levels with 2,000 teachers.
Now, okay? What's the average cost? Teacher salary and benefits, 100 and a half?
No.
100,000?
No, I make six. Well, the district says it's 110. We say it's a little under 100.
Okay, because
you could call it 100.
100. So to hire 2,000.
That's pay and benefits in one of the most.
No, I get it, because you have to talk the total costs. So pay and benefits, 100,000 times 2,000 teachers is $2 billion, right? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, so So you need them to spend another $2 billion a year. Do they have a way to get that money?
No, not $2 billion. I'm sorry, the phone cut out for a moment. No, we're asking them to spend $200 million a year. They've got a budget surplus. They've got a reserve of almost $2 billion, $1.98 billion. And we're asking them to spend $200 million of it, 11% of it, to lower class sizes. Let me ask you this. What do you think the average class size is at my high school? I'm at one of the largest high schools in Los Angeles. My principal just told me this morning. What do you think the average class size is in my high school?
I would guess it's probably north of 35.
42.5.
42.5. That sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
So you want them to spend $200 million.
Yeah,
sorry for my math error. And they have a $2 billion reserve. So if this is a contract issue, you don't settle contract issues with strikes. You settle contract issues in court, don't you?
Well, you settle contract issues with negotiations, but we've been negotiating with them for 21 months. See, that's part of the problem.
Hold on. Glenn, you didn't answer my question, though.
I'm happy to always answer your question, Lars. Go ahead.
And I always appreciate you coming on, because you and I aren't on the same page, you know, politically and all that, but I appreciate you talking to my audience. So if I had a contract issue, of course I would go to the people I had the contract with and say, I think we got a problem here. You're not living up to your contract. But when they told me, we're not going to fix it, then your next step is court. Why don't you go to court?
Well, unfortunately, you just wandered into one of my talking points. We basically did, right? In the California Public Employment Relations Board had fact-finding in November and December.
Yeah.
And they listened to their side. They listened to our side. This is the state. This is neutral. And they came out with a report. And on the vast majority of issues, they sided with us. They sided with the district on a couple things. But on the vast majority of issues, they sided with us. They said that they can't keep ignoring the class sizes that were negotiated, that they've got to get rid of that part of it. They're trying to tie our little raise, our little cost of living adjustment, to us having to do more work. They said they had to get rid of that. They said our salaries are too low. They said that the district has been, underestimating the amount of money they had, right? They said that the district...
Okay, but without burning the rest of the time we've got,
go
Glenn,
ahead.
So They agreed. Did they agree with you that the district is violating the contract when it comes to class size?
They agreed that the class sizes are too big, and that there's a clause in there that allows the district to declare a fake crisis and violate the class sizes.
Hold on a second. If the contract says ordinarily we have to have class sizes at this number, but we have an escape clause, and you agreed to the escape clause when you signed the contract, then you're out of luck, aren't you?
Well, we agreed that in a fiscal emergency they could do that. Okay. Instead, they've declared a fiscal emergency 10 years in a row. At the same time that their reserve has gone, has quadrupled over the past 5 years, they're hoarding more and more money. They're up to $2 billion, and every year they declare a fake financial crisis. They lay off a whole bunch of teachers and raise classes.
Have they explained
why? That's not an emergency.
Have they explained why?
Well, they always claim that they have no money. You know, they always claim they have no money. When we started this negotiation, they said, well, our reserve is only $600 million. Then we found out it was $1.2 billion. Then we found out it was $1.8 billion. Now we find out a couple weeks ago it's $1.98 billion. I mean, if this interview goes on long enough, Mars, we'll find out it's $2.2 billion.
$2 billion.
It just keeps going up and up.
I understand your frustration, but I guess if you've won in mediation, did the mediator order the district to fix the problem, or did he just say there's this clause that allows them not to do it?
It's non-binding. It's non-binding.
Ah.
So, you know, we want them to go along with, you know, most of what the mediator said. And, you know, they're not doing it. But that is a neutral fact finder. That's not union radicals that you conservatives don't like. That was the neutral fact
so,
finder.
So just to wrap
and
this
they,
around,
they sided with us.
Do you think you're in the same boat Trump is? Because Trump said, if I don't get the wall, then I'm shutting the place down, or at least a quarter of the place. You're saying, if we don't get what we want, we're shutting your schools down.
No, we're not in the same place as Trump at all. One, Trump's going to lose. We're going to win. Two, Trump is fighting a reactionary battle, and we're fighting a progressive battle for the working people of Los Angeles. Other than that, they're very similar.
Hmm. You see, I think he's not reactionary. If he's reactionary at all, he's reacting to the fact that we have a crisis on the border that far eclipses the concerns of teachers. I mean, people dying, people being trafficked in human slavery. But Glenn, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. That's Glenn Sachs.